The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning. We bumped our show up a half hour. We're going to bring the show to a conclusion here in about 15 minutes. But right now, we are going to go live out to one of our favorite sporting goods stores, Al and Bob Sports on South Division in Grand Rapids. Merle, are you out there?
I'm here.
Hey, Merle, it's Bob, and I hate to correct Randy on air. Actually, I love to, but it's our only sporting goods store. Allen Bob's is it, baby.
Yeah, you got it.
We don't go anywhere else, and I haven't gone anywhere else for at least 15, 20 years, except by accident or if you don't have it. But next weekend, Jop and Brett Bakita are coming out, and they're going to do a big shindig with you. And what's going to be going on October 1st at Allen Bob's on South Division?
We're going to have a ton of archery accessories on sale. We're going to do a lot of giveaways to kick off our big buck contest, and many items on sale in the store. We'll have 20% off of most items in the store. They'll be select, but just about everything in the store is going to be on sale, and we're going to give away a lot of merchandise and some gift certificates and kick it off right.
So tell us about that big buck contest, because Michigan is it's deer hunting haven, and everybody wants to go after that big 30-point buck, eh?
Right. Yeah, we've had some great success in the past 2 years with our big buck contest, and it's a photo contest, so all the bucks will be judged not only by the size of the buck, but the quality of the picture. So we want to make sure that everybody takes a real nice picture, do the best they can with that buck in the field. And we're going to give away some weekly winners in gift certificates at the store. And we're also going to give away some grand prizes that are going to be a free mount for the youth winner. That will be in a youth category and an adult category. The youth winner will get a free shoulder mount of their buck. They'll also get a hunting blind by Ameristep. Also, the grand prize winner for the adult category is going to be a new Horton crossbow, which is, we really stepped that up this year, so that's a real nice prize.
Those are very popular. Jop went and bought one here, I think, last year from you. That Ameristep blind is the biggest selling blind in the country, and you must sell just hundreds of those things.
Yeah, we do. We carry about four or five different models of the Ameristep, and they're real popular blinds. They just hold up well, and they do a real nice job. They're set up right with the windows for archery hunters and crossbow and firearms. They're real nice, real nice blinds.
And they're affordable.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they start at about $80, and they go on up to about $300.
Hey, Merle, this is Jop. Good morning. Say, I'm looking at the 2011 Michigan Deer Hunting Guide, and in here I wanted to bring up, they've allowed us to go back to baiting deer again. The rules have changed this year, and starting on October 1st, when we're out there, through January 1st, you can place up to 2 gallons of bait out, but it's got to be spread out. I was wondering, do you guys have those feeders that battery-operated that spread the feed?
Yeah, we carry five different types of feeders. They all do the same thing with different timers. So you can fill a 30-gallon barrel full of feed, and you can set it so it'll only disperse, a half a pound of feed a day if you want to, up to 5 pounds if you'd like to do that. So they're perfectly legal. You can save on your baiting costs by not having to go back out in the field and rebait all the time, and they do a real nice job, so you can put them out there pre-season, and then you can just leave them. You don't have to go back to your spots because it'll do all the work for you.
If you just tuned in, you've got the Grillin' Guys on 107.3, so it's got to be Saturday. We're talking with Merle, who is just the man at Allen Bob's. You're our go-to guy there because you'll talk to us. But other than that, you've just always got great tips for us. And who doesn't love going into Allen Bob's and just wandering through that place? I want one of everything there, and I manage to fill a bag every time I leave, and I usually pay for it. But... I'm curious. You probably are getting more and more archers who are going after bear, but you talk to more hunters than anybody I know. How many people coming in there, hunters that you encounter, how many of these lower Michigan hunters have you talked to that have encountered cougar in the wildlife?
Well, there's been a couple of them, and it's more so. I actually, that question comes up, and it's funny because I talked to a customer yesterday that he was talking about hunting up in the UP over in Delta County with his young daughter, and he encountered a cougar, came out right in front of them in their deer blind last year, and that's one of the few. But I've heard reports of people catching them on their cameras and things like that, but you don't always know if those pictures are real or not. This guy, he had his daughter to verify it as well, that they did see a small cougar while they were deer hunting.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they're in lower Michigan now, too, because I encountered what had to be a cougar here a few years back up around Big Rapids. And I saw one in the UP 20 years ago. The DNR just finally admitted, because one was on their trail cam, I saw it online here a couple days ago, they had video footage on MLive of a cougar, and it's pretty cool coming across the cam. It's like, yeah, that's definitely a cougar.
Yeah, I did hear that they had caught something on camera. I have yet to see it, but that sounds pretty neat, and it's I guess they can't deny it anymore.
No.
Hey, Merle, Michigan's got this new Pure Michigan Hunt thing that they're doing. Can people buy those permits from you guys to get in the drawing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can purchase them at just about any Michigan licensed dealer.
Yeah, and for our listeners that don't know, what this is, it's kind of a promotional thing that the DNR is doing. You're going to be able to get one elk, a bear, an antlerless deer, a spring turkey, and a fall turkey. You got to pay the license fees, but you get in a drawing for $3. And if your name's drawn, they're going to draw three in the state. You're guaranteed to get a permit for each of those animals, which is really kind of cool because a lot of them are in drawings and you have a very slim chance of getting one of those. So you can get those there at Allen Bob's, right?
Yeah, yes, you can. It is a pretty nice deal because the odds of you getting an elk permit are pretty slim in Michigan. So, in bear, for that matter, there's a lot of people that have put in for bear in the past that have never gotten a bear permit. So that's a pretty good deal for them.
Yeah, and there's more and more black bear around. The record black bear was taken just north of Newaygo a couple of years ago. His head was 52 inches around.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And we have a mutual friend, Tom Antor, who puts on Hunt and Time Expo. We're going to be out there with you this year. And we're really looking forward to that end of January kickoff for the 2012 hunt season. But Jop and I are going to be out there for 3 days, and we're going to be grilling, and we're going to make sure we take good care of the Allen Bob team.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to your good food. I know we've had you here in the past, and it's pretty good stuff. And you guys give us some pretty good recipes.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure dealing with Allen Bob's. It's just home. Well, I know you've got a lot of customers waiting for you, so we're going to let you get back to generating revenue.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, Merle.
Thanks for everything you guys do.
Yes, sir. And that is Merle from Allen Bob Sports, and they're just south of 28th Street on Division. If you've never been in there, you're in for a treat. If you like enjoying the outdoors, they've got it all.
Well, and here's what I like about Allen Bob's is these guys are sportsmen serving sportsmen. That is their logo, but I'm going to tell you what, they live it every day. You're not going to one of these big box sporting goods stores where it's a kid that's got a job. I appreciate that, but he's not a hunter. He's not a fisherman. He's there. He's a retail service person. You go to Allen Bob's, these guys have done it.
They're pros.
They've fished it.
Yeah.
They've hunted it. They've trapped it. They've done whatever. And they'll get you to the right equipment. They'll get you everything you need to go out and just have a good, quality, safe, successful time in the field. I tell you what, yeah. They're pros down there.
Locally owned. Tom Cook has a mantra, and that's buy American. So you'll find more American-made products there than any sporting goods store you can possibly go into.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about our college games. We are getting you ready for the tailgate. At noon today, we've got Michigan versus San Diego State. That one's down in the Big House. Also at noon, our Spartans are playing the Chips of CMU. That one's in East Lansing. Western's got Illinois at Illinois. That's a big game. The Lions tomorrow are playing versus Minnesota. And then 7 o'clock Saturday night, tonight, we're playing Grand Valley versus Findlay out at GVSU Stadium.
Lions are going into the House of Horrors.
Yeah.
Horrors. Yeah.
So anyway, stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.